You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
The South African Post Office workers say the temporary suspension of retrenchments are merely an election ploy by government. Disgruntled workers are questioning a recent agreement signed by the unions and the employer to withdraw retrenchments, saving roughly 4,700 jobs. But workers feel the decision to withdraw the retrenchments is aimed at averting a planned strike next week. For more on this, we're joined on the line by Nathan Bowers, the National Bargaining Coordinator of the Communication Workers Union, CWU. A very good morning to you, sir, and welcome.
Good morning, Elvis, and morning to your listeners.
Mr. Bowers, can you confirm if the Post Office business rescue practitioners have reached an agreement with the labor unions to halt the retrenchments?
Well, Elvis, we have reached an agreement with the BRPs, the business rescue practitioners. But you must understand that this agreement, in terms of the implementation of it, depends on the Minister of Employment and Labour, because it is subject to the funding coming from the TERS fund in the UIF. So yes, there was an agreement reached, but the implementation of that agreement is wholly dependent on the implementation of the TERS fund.
So, what happens if the TERS application is not successful?
Well, according to the agreement, if the TERS funding is not successful, then of course the agreement collapses. But we are confident that the Minister of Labour and Employment will ensure that these 4,700 jobs are going to be saved. Our General Secretary of COSATU is continuously lobbying the Minister. So we are confident that the funding will come through.
The 4,700, just remind us again, what was the total number of employees to be sacked, so to speak?
Excuse me, Albert?
What was the total number of the employees to be retrenched?
Well, it was around 5,100. But you must remember that many workers were also offered voluntary retrenchment packages, VSPs. Mm. And so that number was then reduced through the VSPs. But also, we've also managed to open up the VSPs again to allow any worker that wants to go on voluntary retrenchment to then take those packages, Elvis.
But what do you make of criticism by some post office workers who say that they were not informed about the agreement and that the unions are compromising the workers by aligning themselves with the employer?
Elvis, you must understand that retrenchments or Section 189A, huge-scale retrenchments, it is actually a dismissal. It's a no-fault dismissal. The Labor Relations Act allows employers to dismiss workers through Section 189 for operational reasons or financial reasons. So I'd to say that we've sold out. These are charlatans who are misleading the workers, but the Communication Workers Union have always represented the workers in the Section 189. It is public knowledge, but there are certain individuals who are trying to destabilize the union, but the union has did its best and is still trying its best to ensure that we minimize the retrenchments and that, in fact, if tariffs come through, our critics will be discredited.
I thank you so much. Nathan Bowers, the National Bargaining Coordinator of the Communication Workers Union, CWU.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.